Zondervan presents And, The Gathered and Scattered Church by Hugh Halter and Matt Smay. Read by Don Leslie and Richard Brewer. Forward by Ed Stetzer. One of God's most awesome displays of creativity happens during the autumn season. God brings out a variety of brilliant colors, oranges, reds, and yellows, as the leaves change and transition from the shades of summer green. After the brilliance of these autumn colors, the leaves die and float to the ground. Most people collect them in piles and dispose of them. However, there are occasions when the carefully gathered leaves get scattered back to the wind, and kids are usually the culprits. Children just love to gather hundreds of leaves in piles, rolling in them, jumping in them, throwing them around, then scattering them back into the yard again. Of course, parents who have worked hard at gathering piles don't always appreciate seeing them scattered, but occasionally they too will join in the fun. Yet joining in the game requires a shift in their thinking. Recognizing that leaves can be more than something we gather to throw away, they can also be a source of joy as they are scattered back to the wind by playful children. God's brilliant creativity can also be seen in the beautifully diverse body of His Son, Jesus Christ. The church is beautiful when God's people are gathered together in worship, but in addition to the beauty of the gathered body, there is another side to the beauty of the church. There is a profound beauty we can see and experience when God's Spirit stirs the gathered body of Christ, scattering them outward to the ends of the earth. God has always shown a desire to be in fellowship with human beings and to provide for their needs. Sadly, that desire was spoiled through our disobedience in the garden. After God scattered Adam and Eve by casting them out of the garden, we see a recurring pattern that unfolds in the Scriptures, a cycle of scattering and gathering. The human race gathers together in pride at the Tower of Babel, and God scatters them. People from every nation under heaven gather on the day of Pentecost to hear about God's mighty deeds, and they are scattered back to their peoples to bring the message of the gospel. The early church gathered to celebrate God's redemptive work through Jesus, yet they were soon scattered by persecution and the move of God's Spirit. Just as love and marriage go together, you really can't have a good one without the other. Gathering and scattering go together. That's just the way God set things up. He chose to gather a people to Himself from among the scattered peoples of the world. And He is still at work today, scattering His gathered church to the ends of the earth. He scatters us to proclaim His glory and His goodness among those that haven't yet been gathered. If we want to honor God's intentions, we must recognize that it's not really about gathering or scattering, it's about both. For the most part, the church in North America has the gathering part down pretty good. It's the scattering that we need to work on. Over the last several years, I have written about putting the revitalization of the church and being missional together. I've sought to champion the idea that the mission of the church is really about making more and better followers. Whether your church is a mega, multi, or a mini, the reality is that God is using each of these models and the people in these churches to advance His kingdom. God is the one who calls us, gathers us, shapes us, and sends us out again, regardless of the size or structure of our church. In addition, He is the one who owns the church. The church, in all of her shapes, sizes, and models, and with all of her flaws and unusual fragrances, belongs to Him. Jesus paid the redemptive price for a people who would reflect the radiance of His glory and the reality of His presence to every tongue, tribe, and nation. Matt, Hugh, and I agree that the church needs to become more missional, that we need to learn how to make more and better disciples, and
sample complete. Ready to continue?